This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So we talked to Pitt, University of Pittsburgh Director of Athletics, Heather Leich, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Good morning, Heather. How's everything?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you all?
We're great. We're great. Thank you so very much. And we get right to it because there's a lot of news. I look at the websites. I see everything yesterday on television. And I guess I'll just ask you, do you have a plan that you feel, a safe plan in place where you feel you could get fans in the building, even players, parents, as quick as this weekend and safely do it?
Yes. No, thanks for the question, Colin. I absolutely. I don't think that there's any risk-free environment that we're all living in, but we are more than confident that between the Steelers and our team at Pitt, we have worked tirelessly to think of every single thing to prepare, and we've been prepared. We've obviously had 3 home games and done it very successfully, had no issues with regards to the virus. I just think it's an incredibly safe environment. You're outside. We obviously should be socially distanced with limited capacity. And we certainly hope that we have the opportunity to give the parents and other fans the privilege and, really the opportunity to be a part of a game day and in a reduced capacity for sure, but in a very safe environment.
Heather, what would be the maximum capacity, I guess, you guys would feel comfortable allowing people into the stadium at? Just family members, 10%, 25%, 50%? What, in your opinion, would you be able to handle?
Well, we have submitted a plan for definitely around between 15 and 20% capacity, which equates to about, 13 to 15,000, maybe even 18,000 fans. And full suite capacity. Obviously, the suites have their own entrance and own restrooms and all that sort of thing. So, we're ready. We're anxiously awaiting. We obviously, I being a parent myself, you can't recapture these moments. And I really feel that for the parents and the families, I think it's the right thing to do. People have a choice on whether or not they want to be in any environment, right? And so I would prefer to give them that choice.
The Fan Hotline brought to you by the workers' compensation law firm of Hall & Capitis. How advantageous do you think is made by the fact that you're able to work so closely with the UPMC people? And how big have they been in this proposal, I guess, a portion of all of this?
Well, nothing would be happening without the medical expertise of the people at UPMC, our own medical staff, their expertise and what we've relied on them for. We've built an unbelievably close relationship, and we wouldn't do anything without their approval and oversight and input. And so they're the ones guiding it. This is obviously well outside of a sports world's expertise, how to manage and deal with the virus. But I think we've learned a lot, and we've relied on them, and they are confident in our plans. They reviewed everything. They've had input. And there's no question that the UPMC factor and the medical experts are supporting what we're proposing.
University of Pittsburgh Director of Athletics Heather Leich with us here on the Fan Morning Show. What would it mean if you were able to get the 15 to 20% somewhere in that range, Heather? What would that mean for things like band, cheerleaders, student section? How would you figure out who gets their seats on any given weekend?
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, the band and the spirit squad, the cheerleaders and dance team are a part of our student population, and our students are our priorities. And so is the Panther Pit, the student section. And so they would absolutely have priority to be there. We want them a part of the game day pageantry. I mean, they are what make up college sports that make it unique. So they would be prioritized. We would socially distance band members and spirit squad. They would not be on the field. They would not march. And we would also socially distance the student section appropriately and, you know, expect and monitor all the masks and the expectations that way would be in place. And then we would really do our single game ticket sales based on priority and donor, you know, donor capacity and priority based on giving history.
Now, the second question a lot of people around here have question about. I don't live far from you, Heather. Sometimes there's a touchdown or something at Heinz Field, I can hear the fireworks.
Okay.
How come I get more Louisiana Monroe or Utah State games on my television than Pitt games? Are we going to get this fixed anytime soon?
You know, well, first of all, I'm glad you're hearing lots of fireworks, and that means we're doing well. So that's a good thing. Secondly, I'd love to give you the opportunity to come to the game as a first priority, so let's do that. And then third, yes, we are obviously hoping that Comcast and Xfinity and Armstrong and some other cable carriers certainly pick up the ACC network. We think that there's tremendous, it's value, exposure, and demand by the people in the ACC footprint and people who follow ACC schools and certainly Pitt. So, it's a matter of time, and, I certainly hope that Comcast people are listening and Xfinity. There's demand, and we can't do anything about it other than, request that people call their cable company or change, frankly. There's lots of options. I was talking to one of our one most wonderful donor couple this weekend, and they're an older couple, and they said, Heather, we got Hulu. We figured it out. You know, I mean, and so there's ways to get it if you're stuck with Comcast and wherever you're living. But I would change if I were you.
Got it.
Heather Likewood is here.
Man, I'm the worst guy with technology, but I think you just sold me. I think I'm going to change.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to make
ordering
this happen.
Ordering a Hulu stick today. Colin Dunlap hitting up his Amazon account. Heather. If you can't get things done for this weekend, and I know that would be preferable to at least get parents and families in for this weekend to bring it back to the fans in the stadium issue, Notre Dame is looming 3 weeks following that. You guys have had a very front-loaded schedule as far as home games go. Would the hope be that you can quickly ramp up to that 15 to 20% capacity for a game of that magnitude?
Yes, absolutely. And I think, I mean, one of the things that we should note is the fact that you've seen a lot of other schools in the country and a lot of other stadiums in the country do this very successfully and very well. And, I mean, again, people who don't want to be in that environment absolutely have that choice not to come. And yet the people, it's been controlled. We would not allow tailgating. I mean, we would be very restrictive on that. That is a concern, I think, to all of us. You know, when you're eating and drinking, obviously, it's easier to spread the virus, so we would highly, highly discourage tailgating. But, yeah, we want people to come to the games, and we will be prepared for Notre Dame.
Last thing for you before we let you go, Heather. It's like kind of whenever they let table games happen in Pennsylvania, they had them all in the back, and they were just ready to go as soon as it got green-lighted. Is your plan, is it just like Heather Like shouts code blue and we're ready to go? Like, this is all systems go. You're ready to go. As soon as you get the okay from the powers that be, you have a plan in place and you just roll it out.
We have been ready to go. So, yes. And it's not one person. I mean, I might get the phone call, but I've got an unbelievable and extraordinary team of athletic department staff members and the Heinz Field team. And the Steelers, we are all systems go when we get the green light. So, no question about that. We're ready on the field, and we will be ready in the stands.
Has the health department given you a timeline, either loose or a firm timeline, of when they'll give you a decision?
You know, no, the conversations are ongoing. And I think it's really a matter of them learning and understanding and obviously listening to the right people from a medical standpoint, because this isn't, you know, of course, Coach Narduzzi and I want people there because, you know, that's a part of the game day experience. But from a medical standpoint, that's really where these decisions lie, to make sure that they're putting fans and people in a very safe position. And I think that that's where the focus should be and will be in this decision process.
University of Pittsburgh Director of Athletics Heather Like. Heather, we thank you so very much on this Tuesday morning. We'll catch up again soon.
Thanks, you guys. Appreciate it. Hail to Pitt.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.